Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. A startling YouTube video recently released by YouTuber Crow777, who claims to never post hoax footage, shows several unknown dark objects appearing from nowhere and passing close by the moon. One of the objects seems to be propelled by rocket jets. He asserts he only adjusts color, zoom, and contrast in order to showcase the anomalies he captures on camera. He said this is only to enhance the real images and not to hoax the viewer. He says he's not saying that this is an alien, but it is a ship being intelligently controlled, as he referred to the rocket propulsion. Because of the length of time that he filmed the objects, up to a minute passing the lunar surface, he says he has ruled out the possibility of the objects being satellites orbiting Earth, stating that they are just too close to the moon to be Earth-orbiting satellites. Those satellites would pass the moon in a few seconds due to their distance from the lunar orbit. More details and photos can be found on our website at darkmatternews.com. Got news tips? Send them to us at darkmatternews.com. The media had previously reported on a creepy cloaked figure in Gastonia, North Carolina. Well, it looks like the mystery may have been solved. The photo of the cloaked figure standing near a wooded area was rumored to have been taken in the Hudson Woods apartment complex in Gastonia. The photos went viral after they were posted online, and with it, the rumors. The story went that the person donned a floor-length hooded attire, and the figure had been dropping meat near a local playground. But now, according to Lance Calhoun of Southwood Realty, the figure is real, but the rumors are not. The apartment director told WBTV yesterday that the photos are real and were taken at the apartment complex, but the figure was just a student acting like a television character for a school project. Before the figure was unmasked, the community was abuzz about the picture.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, call the debt helpline today.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late fees and significantly reduce the amount of debt that you owe.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
If you have an income and you want to get out of debt faster than you ever will on your own, call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis that I promise will change your life. 800-648-9176. 800-648-9176. Call now. 800-648-9176. 9176.
A paranormal enthusiast has claimed that ghostly goings-on have been caught on camera at a Tyneside United Kingdom home. Terry Johnson believes this footage, captured at a house in Gateshead, is clear evidence that the spirits from the afterlife are haunting the property. The keen ghost hunter set up cameras after a Rowlands Gill resident told him he suspected he was sharing his Rowlands Gill home with some uninvited ghostly guests. And within an hour of setting up his specialized equipment, Terry recorded footage of a chair moving entirely on its own. And in this same area, perched on the side of a rural road, a phantom hitchhiker gave pals Rob Davies and Chris Felton a spooky surprise. The ghostly sight of a man, all in beige, seeking a lift near Belsay in North Cumberland, UK, left the Gateshead radio presenters in for a sleepless night. The pair claimed the man was dressed in Royal Air Force gear as he emerged late at night, and they have since discovered that he was standing near an area where an Air Force jet had crashed during the Second World War. Rob from Wickham and Chris from Burtley had been out recording a piece on the anniversary of the Battle of Otterburn when they were headed home along the A696 just after 11:30 p.m. on Wednesday when they spotted the unusual figure. Rob said he saw a man standing at the edge of the road and they both actually jumped at first because they didn't see him until very late. He was sticking his arm out for a lift. Rob claims the man's eyes did not reflect the car's lights and added that Chris, who was driving, decided to turn around for him. They were 2 miles north of the nearest village and there was nothing for miles. So they turned around and they started filming on his iPhone. They weren't sure how far back it was, but they saw him again and slowed down. He was dressed in Royal Air Force gear and holding something under his arm, which looked like a helmet or some kind of bag. They turned around again to pick him up. However, this time the ghostly figure had vanished. Have you captured anything you believe to be supernatural on camera? Send us your photos and videos at darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.